Triple M News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. Australians have been hit with an unprecedented level 4 travel ban as the government works to stop the spread of COVID-19. The Prime Minister says Australians should not go overseas.
For those of you who are thinking of going overseas in the school holidays, don't. Don't go overseas. The biggest risk we have had and the biggest incidence of cases that we have had, which Dr. Murphy can go into, has been from Australians returning from overseas.
It's the first time that's ever been implemented and is in place indefinitely. After meeting with health chiefs last night, there is now a ban on non-essential indoor gatherings of more than 100 people. Outdoor events are still limited to 500. Scott Morrison says on the best health advice, schools will remain open, saying the virus operates differently among young people.
We all love our kids and there's nothing we wouldn't do for them. And I'm telling you that as a father, I'm happy for my kids to go to school.
He says the only reason they shouldn't go is if they're not well. Virgin Australia is suspending all international flights from March 30 through to June 14 in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the airline also halving domestic capacity. Almost 100,000 more COVID-19 testing kits are set to arrive on Australian shores this week to boost our dwindling supplies. So far, more than 81,000 tests have been done nationally, with more than 450 coming back positive, including 78 in Queensland. The country's major supermarkets have taken out full-page newspaper ads in response to the panic buying, asking shoppers to be considerate. Coles, Woolies, Aldi and IGA say there are thousands of Australians working tirelessly to stock shelves and they don't deserve abuse or aggressive behaviour. Efforts are being stepped up to assist Gold Coast and Tweed tourism operators to recover from the fallout from coronavirus. Job losses are being reported across our tourism and hospitality sectors due to a downturn in visitors. Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham says financial help is available from the government.
And I'm determined to ensure that we continue to do everything we possibly can to help our tourism businesses get through this, because there will be another side at the end of it.
No footy for the Burley Bears or Tweed Seagulls until at least June. From today, all statewide rugby league competitions are suspended, along with community footy and representative programs until June 5, meaning the season will be reduced to 13 rounds. And get more news on demand by downloading the app via your smart speaker or at our website.